This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Kimire with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Balendra Shah calls cabinet meeting for this afternoon. Cross-party lawmakers register parliamentary motion to combat wildlife crop damage. And state of emergency declared in Colombia following 7.4 magnitude earthquake, at least 132 people killed, with thousands injured. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Balendra Shah has summoned a meeting of the Council of Ministers today at 3 p.m. at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Singha Darbar. According to Prime Minister's Secretariat, the agenda is expected to focus on key administrative decisions, ongoing policy reviews and strategic updates on national development initiatives. A formal briefing on specific decisions and resolutions reached during the session will be provided by the government spokesperson following the meeting's conclusion. A proposal of urgent public importance was registered in the House of Representatives today, demanding a comprehensive national action plan to address the accelerating threats posed by monkeys, wild boars and other wildlife to agricultural production and rural livelihoods. The motion was introduced by Nepali Congress lawmaker Narendra Kumar Gerung and backed by CPN UML whip Nita Ghatani, Nepali Communist Party lawmaker Parvati Bika and Shram Sanskriti Party lawmaker RN Rai. The proposal highlights that crop destruction by wild animals has surpassed a local human-wildlife conflict boundaries, directly threatening national food security and agricultural sustainability across all 7 provinces of the country. The Embassy of Nepal in Brussels, Belgium, hosted an interaction and discussion program with leaders and representatives of various Nepali diaspora organizations based in Belgium on Monday. The event marked the second installment of a regular engagement series initiated by the embassy last year. Addressing the gathering, Ambassador Sewa Lamsal highlighted the growing diaspora presence in Belgium as a vital socio-economic asset for Nepal, emphasizing the strategic deployment of community skills, capital and networks to support national development goals. She reaffirmed the mission's commitment to maintaining continuous dialogue and collaboration with local organizations. The session featured detailed discussions on joint initiatives, strategies to boost foreign direct investment in Nepal with local business participation, expanding access for Nepali workers in the Belgian labor market, and reviewing proposed annual programs for fiscal year 2026-27. Key talks also focused on optimizing embassy service delivery and streamlining administrative processes. Ambassador Lamsal concluded the session by pledging closer collaboration with the private sector and diaspora bodies to promote trade, tourism and investment between Nepal and Belgium, and the European Union assuring participants that their feedback would be implemented into future operational planning. Japanese ambassador to Nepal, Maeda Toru, issued a statement today marking Japan's Mountain Day while expressing deep condolences over the recent loss of 10 climbers in an avalanche on Broad Peak in Pakistan. In the statement, Ambassador Maeda noted the special bond shared between Japan and Nepal through their mountainous landscapes and mountaineering traditions. However, he emphasized that this year's observance is marked by profound sorrow following the death of 10 mountaineers, including renowned Nepali climber Nirmal Purja and members of international climbing community, in a recent avalanche on Broad Peak. Extending condolences to the victims' families, friends and global mountaineering community, Ambassador Maeda reflected on the tragedy as a reminder of the preciousness of human life, international solidarity and the collective obligation to respect and protect nature. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. A state of emergency has been declared in Colombia after a powerful 7.4 A magnitude earthquake struck western regions on Monday, leaving at least 132 people killed and more than 480 injured. According to the Colombian Geological Service, the earthquake struck at 7:34 a.m. local time at a depth of 103 kilometers. The epicenter was located near the village of San Jose del Palmar in the Chocó province. While local officials reported no casualties in San Jose del Palmar, despite road damage, heavy destruction occurred across neighboring departments, particularly in Colombia's coffee-growing region. Heavy casualties and structural damage was concentrated in the city of Pereira, about 55 kilometers from the epicenter. Visuals from the area showed building collapses around Plaza Bolivar, the city's main square, with scattered debris filling open public spaces. Widespread damage was also reported across the Valle del Cauca region and the city of Cali, where emergency crews continued search and rescue operations for people trapped under collapsed structures. The Association of Capital Cities confirmed that more than 480 people have been injured across urban centers, with authorities warning the death toll is likely to rise as rescue efforts continue. U.S. President Donald Trump has publicly defended FIFA President Gianni Infantino, warning that replacing the global football chief would be a terrible mistake. Posting on social media, Trump praised Infantino's leadership during the 2026 World Cup, co-hosted by the United States, Canada, and Mexico, calling it the most successful tournament in the organization's history. The statement marks Trump's first direct defense of Infantino since controversial commercial proposals surfaced late last month. The support comes after major continental governing bodies, including UEFA, CONCACAF, and the Asian Football Confederation, issued a joint open letter accusing Infantino of breach of trust through deception over his aborted FIFA Forward Enterprise proposal. The plan aimed to create a new commercial entity to manage ticketing and commercial rights for all the FIFA competitions, with 21% sold to private equity investors. Although Infantino has since withdrawn the proposal and apologized, major football bodies continue to call for an independent governance review. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Prime Minister Balendra Shah calls cabinet meeting for this afternoon. Cross-party lawmakers register parliamentary motion to combat wildlife crop damage and state of emergency declared in Colombia following 7.4 magnitude earthquake, at least 132 people killed with thousands injured. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.